Hello, beautiful, and welcome to Finding Fertility. I'm your host, Monica Cox from FindingFertility.co, and I created this podcast to help get you to start thinking outside of the box and realize that your infertility might have nothing to do with your lady bits. Rooted in functional medicine and personal experience, Finding Fertility is all about looking at the whole body and finding the root cause of your infertility. Finding Fertility does not diagnose, prescribe, or treat any issues of infertility. But what we do is take a holistic approach and improve your diet and your lifestyle to get you steps closer to creating your dream family. Just by being here with me, listening to this podcast, you're already going down the right path to making your dreams come true. Let's do this together. I'm here with my girl, Abigail. We are recording for the Finding Fertility podcast. So usually it goes live Friday, but today's Thursday. But welcome, welcome, welcome. For my deep followers, they know who you are. You have been on the podcast before. We do another podcast together called Choices quite often. You do consultations for my one-to-one clients. And so welcome, Abigail. But for the people who don't know who you are, please reintroduce yourself.
Yeah. So hi, everybody. I am Abigail White. I am a medical intuitive and master healer. And by trade, I am a registered nurse. I am the owner and founder of Breath of Life, which is a medical intuitive company that really works on helping you bridge the gap between understanding what your body needs from a modern medical perspective, as well as an energy one. So I have been doing this what feels like my whole life, but like from a professional level, just within the last few years, getting like my business all up and running. And I teach courses on what I do and the knowledge that I have, as well as doing private one-on-ones. And like I do with Monica with Finding Fertility, I do consults as well.
So. Yeah. And we always joke that we paid $6,000 to meet each other. So like definitely a friendship blossomed from a financial commitment from both of us. But we obviously connect on a friendship level. We're both radically honest and feel like that is the only way to move forward and really just like get through the BS. And our partnership business-wise kind of stemmed because right when we met each other, I had an old client reach out and she just wanted to kind of like dot her I's, cross her T's. But when I say this woman had every bit of knowledge and more that you would need on this physical earth, right? Like she was so switched on. And so when we had our, when I was thinking about some like next steps for her, I was like, man, I feel like I need to send her to Abigail and see what Abigail can see beyond this physical world, right? And she ended up like hooking back up with me. We've talked about this before, which I'm going to link down below on the podcast, but you were able to just suggest a simple modality, which was breath work, to just elevate maybe what her body needed or what her spirit babies wanted. And I'm happy to report she has a beautiful baby boy now. So yay! But I wanted to bring you back on because we've done quite a few consultations together. And I never ask you to, well, first, I never give you any information other than the date of birth and the woman's name, but I never tell you anything more. And I have never asked you to look into spirit babies. Even though I 100% believe those little angels are watching us and telling us to get our shit together. Yeah. I used to believe that it wasn't necessary to know that information to be able to walk on through your journey. Now, we've done another podcast, which I'll link down below, about soul contracts, because one of my clients was contracted not to have children in this lifetime. And so if you guys want to listen to that, you can go down below and listen to those. But really, there's been times where you've mentioned spirit babies, and then there's times that you don't mention spirit babies. So first of all, let's just get into why you believe spirit babies are hanging out with us anyways. Like, what's going on there?
Yeah, so everybody uses the term spirit babies because they can't unhook from the fact that we are all souls. And we're all souls that come and do many, many different lifetimes. So when they're in this body, in this life, they tend to get kind of stuck in that idea, thinking that the normal progression of a soul is to be born, to live, and to die. And usually most people don't take it too much farther than that. And so then the natural evolution of a thought is, well, if you are born, then you must be a baby. And so that whole idea of spirit babies then is like where you begin. Is it a term that I use out of necessity? Yes, it's like the colloquialism. But if I'm being very honest, if I'm talking to somebody who has been working with me for a long time, what I end up saying is that we're souls that make contracts with each other that say, I want to do life with you, and I want you to be this role in my life, in this particular life, right? And that particular life can be happening now. It could be happening in 1940. It could be happening in 2189, right? So, I have a much broader take on what equates to life than maybe the normal average person who was walking on the street. So that would be the reason for why I think that's spirit babies, where you're going to use that term out of ease, exists, is because we exist. And so if you believe that your child, right, if you're one of those lucky people to have children, maybe multiple children, you have probably realized that they are very different from you, that they have a very different personality from you, and that they, if they have siblings, have very different personalities from those siblings. So, there are many of us, many, many souls. And that's why I think that they do exist.
Yes, I can 100% confirm that they are completely different. And, you know, I have a early education background and degree, and, you know, there's very, very much talk, is it nurture, is it nature, and all that kind of stuff. And how can people live in the same household and become so different? And my boys are close together. They're just over 2 years apart. And me and my brother are 14 months apart. And I can 100% guarantee you, no matter how close your children are, you're raising them differently. Even if it's not like a conscious difference. And I have two boys, right? So we're not even talking about the sexes. You know, you could easily say, well, you were a girl and he was a boy, so of course you're raised different. You just raise your kids differently. And I think that, you know, not getting too involved in that, I think it's a good thing, because like you say, they're their own people. So why do you want to treat individuals the same? I mean, obviously they have to have the same rules, you know, in the household, but they're completely different people. And I've had a few conversations about my children with very gifted individuals, and without them even knowing, they're like, that boy is like science on a stick, and that boy is Mother Nature in the ground. You know, they're so different. So why I wanted to bring you on about spirit babies was, I've had a few clients that you've said the spirit babies are there. I've had a few clients where you don't even mention it. You know, it doesn't even come up. And I haven't asked you why, and I want you to do your own thing, but what's been interesting for me to watch, as the observer and as the mentor of my clients is it almost didn't even seem that that information that the spirit baby was there gave them the extra oomph to keep going and keep overcoming the challenges in front of them. And particularly one, the best way I can describe it is she's like given up because there's some circumstances in her life that got really heavy. And instead of using the tools that she has to gracefully move through those, it feels like she's just let them all pile on. So what I've been observing is that I feel like everyone, even the one with that wasn't contracted to have children, there's something in their heart, right, that drives them to become a parent, especially when you're dealing with fertility issues. Like it's no joke. This journey is nuts. But also, people have to realize that this journey is like a subcategory of your large life journey. And that if you are not aware of the patterns that you're running, and for lack of a better term, the self-sabotage that comes in, it doesn't matter if there's 100 babies waiting for you. If you don't show up for yourself here on in this reality that we're in, I don't care if we're like balls of light that became matter. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, what you believe, if you don't show up, it doesn't matter.
I mean, I think that's part of the reason why it doesn't always factor in as a part of my consults for clients is that whole fact of like, does it matter that they know or not? At the end of the day, if they're trying for a natural pregnancy, they still have to have sex. So like, that spirit baby, whether they're there or not, is not going to come through as like an immaculate conception just because I say, well, you've got a spirit baby that's hanging around your left shoulder. So, you still have to go and do the thing, and if you're a person who is working with Monica, you are there because it's not just as easy as going off and having sex with whoever you want and hoping that you get knocked up. It's a lot more complicated than that, and there's a lot of other thing factors that go into that, both physical and energetic. And sometimes knowing about them is going to be helpful. I would say 9 times out of 10, though, it's really not. It's really not. In fact, sometimes knowing that they're there can be just as much of a detriment as knowing anything else, right? Because there's then this added pressure. If you're a person who's been struggling with fertility and you are trying to, figure out your cycle and, plan out your date nights and stuff like that, being like, well, I just want them to come in, and now you know that they're back there and being like, well, if I don't go now, then they're not going to have an avenue to come in. And so that pressure can, as I'm sure you are well aware and tell your clients all the time, and certainly the people who are listening to this podcast are well aware, stress and cortisol levels and inflammation in your body just screws everything up. So I would say it only comes up in where I end up saying in, my readings with you, oh, this person has X amount of spirit babies, or this spirit baby is very ready and they're here, they understand, they know. There's certain things that certain bits of information that I give around a spirit baby when I bring them up. I bring them up only when I know that by me telling them that, by them having that information, is it going to be useful on some level. Sometimes that level is simply they need to know that there is a baby that's there and ready to come in through them, and that they are meant to be a mom. That if that spirit baby isn't present, then is it really actually truly going to happen for them? Sometimes it's that simple. And sometimes it's knowing that they're there that helps give them the strength to keep going on. Or sometimes it's on this level of, you know, they just want to know that they are meant to be a mom. Like, it has nothing to do with them having any like sort of drive or needing a drive to like do the things. They just need to know that they're worthy of being a mom, which in some ways I think is an interesting like mental headspace to have to be in as a woman. But I know that it exists. So sometimes it's simply that.
Oh God, absolutely. I would say a large, large majority of people dealing with fertility issues have a worthiness issue, right? From their childhood, from their past, you know, and so that massively plays into the energetic and emotional healing that needs to be done to even allow that light, that frequency into your body. Because if you don't feel worthy of it, then there's like probably other factors physically that's blocking that, you know? Yeah.
And sometimes the spirit babies have messages that they need their mom to know or their parents to know. Sometimes it's not just the mom, sometimes it's the parents together. And those messages can range. They can range from get your shit together because you're not making this easy for me. That sort of thing of like, if you want me to be here, like you gotta get it together. Sometimes the message is you've got this. Like I'm figuring it out, and it's nothing that you're doing. Just keep going, just keep doing what you're doing. Because it has nothing to do with you. There's a lot of times I feel like that's sometimes the message that comes through for your clients most often is they're doing the right things. You know, them working with you, learning the tools that you're teaching them of how to get their bodies from a physical space in the right place, the work that they're doing from a mental and emotional level, it's all there. And so it has nothing to do with them. They're doing the right things. They're the spirit baby has things they got to work out. You know, they're trying to figure out their birthday. They're trying to figure out, like, you know, there's things that they got to wait for and stuff that they're doing. Cause like I said, at the beginning of this, they're souls that have been already on a significant amount of journeys themselves. And they are just trying to get their stuff in line so that when they come in and they go through the whole human amnesia thing and get dropped into this life and have to start living their life on the 3D plane, it's hard. And so they're having to like psych themselves up, being like, I can do this. I can do this again. It's okay. And I've got good parents who are, or I've got parents who maybe not like, who are going to like struggle, not, you know, or whatever. So sometimes it has nothing to do with the parents, and then the spirit baby just needs them to know that. And they just need them to know, you know what? It's not about you. It's about me. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Now, I think we both can agree that not only the physical health, but the mental health of a lot of humans on this planet, especially here in America, are subpar.
To say the least.
And I know I talk about how we like dumb our genetics, and you once told me you're like, you don't realize how right you are, like how like bad it is. Do you think there's a certain turning point of evolution that there's souls who are like, get your shit together in a meaningful way, right? Like not in a like half-ass it, take your supplements, you know, figure out IVF, you know, whatever it is, but in a very conscious way. Like I felt like my journey is that, you know, it was a slow awakening and discovering and learning So when I did get to motherhood and I started realizing things still didn't feel right energetically and emotionally, I had the consciousness to go, fuck, okay, I've gotta help myself to be, like in the generational trauma, right? Do you think that there is a wave of souls out there that are waiting for that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say that wave is who's coming in now. Like, so I've worked on a way to explain what this is like, because I call what I give, like the advice that I end up giving, is like an energetic prescription. So that's like what I send you when I do like my consults, is the energetic prescription. Not just like, here's what I saw, but I need your clients then to know, like, just because I saw this, this is what you now need to do. This is what you're being guided towards, or this is the information that your, you know, guides or source or whoever you want to believe is going to help hand over that information to get you to the right place so that you can have a really successful pregnancy and birth. Out of that prescription, a lot of what ends up coming through are the tools that a person can use to elevate themselves, not only from a cellular perspective, which also links up very heavily in what you are helping your clients with, but also from an energetic standpoint, otherwise in my head, known as like that spiritual aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You could also think of it as like a mental or cognitive one, but for me, energy and spirit go hand in hand. And the reason for that being is because you have to think about it like this. You look at your grandparents and you see them as very wise individuals because they've lived their life, right? Now you have to take that concept and you have to multiply it by a million. How wise would you be if you have lived not just one life, but multiple lives? How much crap could you have unearthed and healed? Think about that individual as your spirit baby,
mm-hmm.
right? So instead of thinking of them as a young being, which is the reason why I find the term spirit baby to be very problematic among the intuitive community, because when they're talking about these souls, they're actively thinking about them as young beings that are just now going to be hatched into the world. That's not the case. They're actually very advanced beings that are now looking at you going, you're going to hold me.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to house me. And if you're going to do that, I need you to be at a certain level in order to do it. So doing things like Psych K, where you're unearthing and you're getting to the root of the stories and the narratives that you're telling yourself, the breath work, the mirror work, the healing of your traumas, however you choose to do that, whether it be meditation or yoga or, you know, plant medicine or whatever, it all works not just to help you heal for your own stuff, but when you do heal from that, it raises your frequency. It raises your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And when you raise that vibration, it allows for a higher vibrating entity, being soul, right, to be able to come in and to actually be held inside of your physical 3D body. So this is where the interplay of biology and essence, spirit, frequency, quantum, whatever word you want to use, is interlocking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to think about why it is that we have yet to be able to go and do real fast space travel, right? It's because that quantum math can't be brought down into the sort of materials that we are working with right now. Wood is vibrating at a certain frequency. It can't hold. It would burn up when tried to hook up with that quantum math, right? Think about that for as now linking you as a parent with a spirit baby. Your spirit baby is quantum math. Try to reach their level, because I was just having this conversation with somebody about why it is that our society has said that those of us that are smarter, and I really hope people take this the right way, that those of us that are smarter need to come down a level or two so that those who aren't at that level can understand. There are many areas in life where that is acceptable and where it's necessary and needed. When we're talking about souls, that's not one of those appropriate spaces. It's why we focus so much on eating well, right? Because we know that when you eat well and you feed your body, your cellular health gets better. What people who are in that naturopathic health space don't always realize is that it's not just from a cellular health biology perspective that that's important. It's also important because it raises your frequency. It makes you more quantum by doing that.
So when we're talking about raising our vibration and we're talking about the cellular health, right? We have like these like nucleus and this like thing around it. Like I'm not scientific. I'm not gonna try to hear and like explain it, but most of it is like nothing, like nothingness, right? Like most of
Yeah, a
our
lot of our
body
body is empty.
is like
Yes, empty
so.
space.
So when you have clear cellular health and you're like, you're able to let that light shine through. You're able to be in like a vibe, like clearing, right? So if you think of it as like inflammation is like blocking your shit, you're always, and that could be mental, emotional, physical, spiritual blocks that are just not letting the light or the sound radiate. And so
Yes.
the sound creates the vibration, or the brighter the light, the more like amazingness there is, right? So if people can, that's how my brain works it, because you know, for years you hear raise your vibration, you're like fuck your vibration, like what
Yes.
the hell. Like, and we are going to pause there for today. I hope you guys are enjoying this conversation as much as I had having it with Abigail. If so, make sure you tune in next week and have a beautiful day. Thank you once again for tuning in to the Finding Fertility podcast. If you're loving this podcast, please leave us a rating and review and let us know how this podcast is supporting you to get steps closer to creating your dream family. I hope you have a beautiful weekend, and we will see you next Friday for another episode of the Finding Fertility podcast.